Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And all of a sudden, these guys who were outcast, lepers, had nothing, were starving to death, had no future, went out and became immensely rich. All of the spoils of the enemies were there, and they started eating, and they started gathering up gold and garments, and then they said, you know what, we're doing the wrong thing. We got good tidings to tell. And they went back and told the city of Samaria what had happened, and they became the heroes. Outcasts became heroes because they were willing to take a chance, because they were willing to change, because they were willing to say, what's the worst that could happen? They'd kill us. They did something. If they would have stayed there at the gate of the Samaria, they would have died. The people in the city would have died. Everything would have happened. They would have died. How long are you going to sit there and do nothing until you die? I can guarantee you when people come to the end of their life, I've never heard of anybody who says, I wished I'd have played it safer. I wished I hadn't have taken as many risks. I wished I hadn't have believed God. I wished I hadn't have trusted Him. I wished I'd have operated in more fear. I don't think anybody ever says that. When people come to the end of their life, they have regrets and saying, you know what? I wished I'd have gone for it. I wished I'd have believed God. I wished I'd have done something more with my life. That's the regrets that people have. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to wait until you're old and facing death and come to grips with the fact that, you know what, I haven't made my life count. If you want to take the limits off of God, you got to get rid of fear. Fear of change. Fear of doing the unknown. People are sick and they don't like where they are, but they're afraid to step out and believe God. It's just the opposite with me. Man, I'd rather be out there on a limb trusting God than playing it safe. Amen. It's an adrenaline rush. It'll get you excited. I remember when we moved from our little 14,600 square foot building into a 110,000 square foot building, that the whole payments on our first building were $2,900 a month. The utilities on our second building have turned out to be about $8,000 or $9,000 a month. I was told they were going to be $16,000 a month. The utilities were going to be infinitely more than our old payment on the old building. Our new payment was going to be, I forgot what that is, $22,000, $23,000 a month. And then the 30-something thousand dollars a month and we had paid off the other building, so I wasn't even making any of that. You know what? That was a little bit scary. But I loved it. I thought, this is awesome. I just like that kind of stuff. It's like, God, this is wonderful. You know what? I can stand being terrified. It kind of energizes me, but I get bored when everything's normal. I like excitement. I like to be doing something. I like to see something that's taking your faith, and you can get addicted to it. You can get addicted to seeing the miraculous. You know what? It's risky to tell somebody, get out of a wheelchair and grab them and lift them up, but it's exciting too. There's some of you that would love to see the blind eyes open, but you're so afraid to pray for anybody that's blind because it might not work. That's a really negative attitude. It might work. That's the way you have to look at things. Not every person is going to receive, but man, how many will receive? You got to look at the ones that will receive. You need to get the attitude that if you pray for somebody and if they fall over dead, just step over them and say, next. Amen. If you're afraid If you're afraid, you're going to limit God. Fear limits God. Fear releases the power of the devil the same way that faith releases the power of God. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, people are just afraid. They're afraid of change. They're afraid of doing something. I'm afraid of being normal. You can change things to where I'm afraid that I'm not going to be believing God. I'm afraid that I'm not going to do something. Amen? So there's a fear of change. People are just afraid. They don't want to change. If you don't change, you aren't going to get any different results. And there's also a fear of persecution. And there's some of you, I can guarantee you, that if you were to have all of the restrictions removed, you know, you may not understand the end results, but you know some steps, some directions that God wants you to start moving. There's something that He wants you to do. There's something in your heart that you would like to do, but you're afraid of what somebody's going to say. And you know, this sounds strange, but we held marriage seminars and we had people fill out questionnaires, and I've dealt with a lot of people and I've found this to be true. This is not just an opinion. I've proven it to be true. That there are some of you that are 30 and 40 and 50 years old that you're afraid of what the in-laws are going to say. What your parents are going to say. If you were to pick up and move and take the grandkids away, and what kind of criticism are you going to get? And what's your family members going to say? And everybody has lived right there their whole life, and you would be breaking up the family. And just criticism like that. There's people that let the fear of what other people have to say limit what God can speak to you. It says in Proverbs chapter 29 in verse 25, it says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." If you are afraid of men, you're going to limit God. You will never see God's will come to pass in your life. You know, in ministry, there's things that God places on my heart to say, and sometimes people misunderstand my bluntness and the way that I talk, and they think that I'm mean or something. And people criticize me over that. But you know what it is? I've just reached a place. The Lord spoke to me one time, and He says, if I inspire you to say something, and if you're afraid that the people may not like it, that it might offend them, the Lord spoke to me, then what you're doing is you're rejecting that truth for them. You aren't even giving that person the opportunity to reject the truth on their own. You have judged them unworthy, that they aren't going to accept it. So you rejected it and held it back and didn't tell them the truth that's going to set them free. And I tell you, when the Lord showed me that, I've just decided that I'm going to tell the truth and I'm going to tell you the truth. And if you reject it, it's your choice, but I'm not going to reject it for you. Ministers are often afraid to say what's really in their heart. They know that this person isn't going to get healed. They know that their heart's not right. They know that there's unbelief. They know that there's things going on, and yet they'll just go ahead and play the game and put a prayer out there that they know is not going to happen because the person's not receiving. And rather than tell the person the truth in love, they'll sit there and just go through the motions. And then the person has a negative experience, nothing happens, and they come back and it just builds and solidifies and confirms their doubts and their unbelief and makes them worse off. You need to get to the point you tell people the truth. Amen. If you come to me and say, "Does this dress make me look fat?" I'll tell you, amen. I'll try and be polite about it and say, "Well, it's really a nice looking dress, but yeah, you know, it does. You look fat." I'll tell you the truth. You know, that's kind of funny, but the truth is that many of you, I guarantee you, you just are so afraid. You're codependent upon people's approval. You always have to have people reaffirming you, and it would just devastate you if somebody was to reject you. You're going to limit God, because I can guarantee you God will lead you to do things that are unpopular. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, Paul spoke and he said, "Yea, all of those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." If you are living godly, you will be persecuted. The only persons who are not persecuted are ungodly people, not like God people. If you're going to be like God, God is going to lead you contrary. While everybody else is wailing and talking about, oh, we're in a recession and it's worse since the Great Depression, and they're just saying things that aren't true and repeating the mantra that is being spoken and overstating and amplifying, exaggerating, lying about things. And if you stand up and tell them the truth, I guarantee you, you're going to be unpopular. Somebody's going to criticize you. Somebody's going to call you, you're like an ostrich. You got your head in the sand. You aren't facing reality. While everybody else is griping about, man, the wars and the rumors of the wars, and you're over here rejoicing because our redemption draws nigh. Lift up your head and rejoice is what Jesus said to do. People are going to think, what's wrong with you? While everybody else is talking about all of the sickness and the disease. You know, we just went over to Kasese, Uganda, and I've been there twice now. That's where the Ebola virus started. That's where there's been thousands and thousands of people. You get this virus and you're dead within hours. And we go there and minister to those people and lay hands on them. And other people, you can't do that. And I'm just fine. Amen. There's going to be people that speak their unbelief and their fear. And if you are a man pleaser, the fear of man will bring a snare and keep you from doing what God called you to do. If you're afraid of men, if you are dependent upon their approval, you'll never fulfill God's will. If you have to be reinforced constantly and have people stroke you and say, it's okay, you're all right, you'll never make it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled, What Are You Afraid Of? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our telephone number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth Seminars that we hold around the country. You know these programs, I know many of you get blessed by it, and man, the Word of God is blessing your life. Just think what it would be like to sit under this for an hour or two every night, 5 times over 3 days. That's what a Gospel Truth Seminar is like. And I had just had a guy recently say that as much as he enjoyed me on television, he says, man, the meeting was 10 times better. I encourage you to come. These are really powerful times with the Lord. It would make a difference in your life. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth Seminars.